underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I can't use Kung Fu for about 3 months.
Because if this one doesn't scare you, you're already dead. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Chartreuse! The only liquor so good they seem to color after.
I'm telling you straight. It's my way or the highway. So anybody wants to walk, do it now.
You kids shouldn't play so rough. Somebody's gonna start crying.
We've got entirely too many troublemakers here.
They use the satanic power of their bodies to turn men and women into their blood slaves.
I will never forgive your ass for this shit. This is some fucked up Republican shit.
Bruce Lee is gone. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Oh, my poor darling. Can you forgive me for having brought you to this terrible place?
Of course, Mama.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite?
We're back, and we're doing, well, unintentionally doing three different zombie movies.
Oh, yeah.
So, we checked out the, it's a new movie, The Girl with All the Gifts.
And, yeah, I didn't like that one.
It was okay, but it was more of an artsy drama kind of thing. I mean, it did have some carnage, but mainly CG blood and stuff like that. But it was interesting.
And it had Grandma Glenn Close in it.
Yeah. they had these kids in here, and they all had them. They were like in cells, and they had to chain them to wheelchairs and bring them in to teach. They were teaching them classes and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then we do find out that they're infected or whatever you want to call it, but. The strange thing is that these are all products of the mothers getting infected while they were pregnant, and they have the kid, and the kid is a little bit more is intelligence versus the other zombie type things, and the zombies are actually caused by a fungus.
Because most of the time, the kids are, you know, logical and stuff, and they're not just raving things wanting to
Well, the people have to wear this this scent blocker, and if they take it off, then the kids just start chomping at the bit.
Yeah, I did see that.
So.
And I seen one thing where the girl, I guess, was attacking some soldier or something.
Yeah, they were soldiers, but you know, it's worth a check. Check it out if you want to. I mean, it's not terrible, and it has some twists on the zombie thing. Then we checked out. Dana got me a Blu-ray for Christmas at the Severin release of Burial Ground, which I would say is a big improvement over the last Blu-ray.
Oh yeah,
I mean, detail is amazing. Certain scenes. You would swear that they could have been filmed yesterday, except the porno stashes and Peter yeah. Bark. So yeah.
And if you want to, you know, see an interview with Peter Bark, and you don't mind reading subtitles, that is included on the Blu-ray.
Well, he was at some kind of like horror fan get together.
Somebody found him.
I mean, he looks less creepy now.
Yeah, because he's older.
I mean, he was 20 or 20 in 80, So he was born in 60, so we're talking he's like in his 57.
Yeah, so, like that.
But he still had dark hair, so I don't know if that came from a bottle or if it's just naturally dark-haired. But anyway, I definitely recommend that if you know, it's like $20. I know I hate buying multiple Blu-rays of the same movie, but if you're a fan of that movie and want to see it,
but
really,
it looks better. I mean,
oh yeah,
it's
I mean,
one
it's,
thing to get a.
It's kind of shitty when you buy a Blu-ray and it's not the best transfer. And
I got Steve both of the Blu-rays. I got him the first Blu-ray that came out as a wedding present,
I'm re-gifting it back to her as a wedding present.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, there's that awful Deadline movie. God, that was awful movie.
And then just watched a Blu-ray rip of Return of the Living Dead 3, which I haven't seen in many years. The DVD, it's for, the movie is on those multi-packs that came out from Lionsgate, and I believe it is in widescreen. I don't think I watched it. If I did, I didn't. It's been years. But this version looks incredible. So I mean, it's a decent movie. You know, it doesn't have any.
I don't like it as well as I do like the first two.
Well, I like it better than the second one. I think the second one's just the.
Well, latest. The second one's kind of like a repeat.
Sort of. I mean the. There's no comedic anything in this movie, so it's just a straight horror movie.
But if you want to see
here we go.
Melinda Clark's boobies, then.
Yeah, okay.
Which is, I think, really what Steve wants
no,
to see.
No, that wasn't what it is. I can go on Google and see them if I wanted to. You're crazy, woman.
I'm not crazy. I know guys.
All right. Dana's an expert in men.
And I don't remember if I talked about Salem Lot.
Well, then you can talk.
Okay. Are you still talking about Return of the Living Dead 3?
I am done. I mean, there's not much I can say. I mean, it's a decent movie, and it, I got another version of it.
Yeah.
The Blu-ray looks very, very good.
Steve recommends it.
If you like that movie.
Well, Steve got me a couple of Blu-rays for Christmas. I got him another Blu-ray, but we haven't watched it yet, so we can't talk about it yet. But anyway, he got me Hills Have Eyes, which I think I've already talked about, and Salem Lot, which is the entire miniseries version. It's not the theatrical version. So if you want to be able to watch the full miniseries version in high def, then this is your best bet. And honestly, the version that I saw before this that Steve had, I think it was 720p though, wasn't it? Because
yeah.
You said you don't download like the.
I don't download. I don't want to download a 10 or more gig file because they don't seem to have. They're not very reliable.
So I would have to say that this looks excellent. It's probably the best that Salem's Lot has ever looked, or probably will ever look. And it was, because I'm sure it had the full 1080 on this, as opposed to the 720p that I watched on the digital version that Steve had. But a really great miniseries. Wouldn't you agree that that's a...
Well, like I said, miniseries? I don't know if anybody remembers, but I did say when I was a kid and I watched this in 1979, I could not go to sleep. In many years, I mean, I'm talking... Years after that, in my teens and afterwards, I always had the covers pulled up around my neck. I never left my neck uncovered.
Because of that movie?
Because of vampires. Yeah, well...
It's worse they didn't have garlic hanging around.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, it scared me so bad I was sitting in the kitchen at 2 o'clock in the morning because I could not go to sleep.
Well, how old were you? When
I was 9 or
9.
Pretty close, I would say 9.
Okay.
So, yeah, scared the shit out of me.
But I will have to say that, you know, I watched it much later than that.
Dana watched the Rob Lowe version, and that's her version.
No.
Rob Lowe version.
I don't care for the Rob Lowe version.
You don't care about Rutger Hauer as Barlow?
Not really. I wouldn't recommend it, and I wouldn't recommend Return to Salem's Lot either.
Really?
I don't remember liking that very well.
It's more of a, whatever that dude name it wrote all, wrote It's Alive and all that, Cohen.
Larry Cohen?
Yeah, he wrote Return, or he had something to do.
Maybe I'll give it another chance.
It's not exactly, I wouldn't call it a horror movie per se, other than it has vampires in it. But it is not something scary, but it is, I thought it was okay.
I mean, it's not like they bring David Soul back or,
No, they bring in Starsky. Starsky's in it this time.
No, they try to go a different route. Bring in Eric Estrada.
Oh, they're going to say they're bringing Huggy Bear.
Huggy Bear.
But, yeah, I like that. I mean, it's a decent movie. It's got, you know, very little tie into it, but anyway, I did see a movie that jolted my memory that they're putting on Blu-ray, the Blood Splattered Bride.
Oh God, that's that movie we watched.
You act like it's an evil movie.
No, it's not evil. It's just not good.
Bull.
That Death Laid an Egg wasn't good either.
Well, that's coming on Blu-ray.
What, Death Laid an Egg?
I think so, or they're putting up some kind of fundraiser to get it.
Well, I'm going to talk about the release that I'm really super excited about, and then one that I'm semi-excited about.
All right, great. There's two.
Yeah.
We got lukewarm and boiling.
No, it's okay.
No, but they ain't boiling.
They're bowling for one and bowling over for the other.
So you're really boiling for both.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, the first one I'm going to talk about is the one I'm super, super excited about, is the Pieces Blu-ray package release from Arrow, which it's kind of weird how Arrow is selling it, but evidently they sold the Herschel Gordon Lewis box set the same way. But anyway, this is limited to 1,000 copies.
It's going to be region locked.
Well, it'll be region locked, but we got a region for.
I know. I mean, most people who are into movies, or at least in these type of movies, seem to be the ones who have the region free Blu-ray players.
But one reason I'm really excited about it is not the fact that they're bringing out another Blu-ray of this; it's the package that all the different stuff that comes with it. Evidently you're going to get a real 100-piece puzzle that's probably more than likely going to be more the size of the puzzle in the movie. If it's got 100 pieces, I would figure so. And I think it appears from the picture that they're putting out that it's going to come in a pretty good size box. And you're also going to get, I guess, the soundtrack on vinyl, which looks pretty cool, too. It looks like it's got blood splatters on it.
Blood splatters.
And I think Arrow said they were going to have to ship it separately. And there were people complaining about it. I don't know why they were complaining that they would have to ship it separately, because I think that's a better way to do it.
Because people are fucking... I mean...
Well, there were people whining about a bunch of different things.
God damn it. If you don't want it, don't get it.
So, that's supposed to be... Of course, people probably won't hear this until after the pre-order.
Probably not, because I haven't released the other show yet.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to get it done tomorrow.
So, we don't have to worry about people hearing this that haven't heard about it anywhere else and jumping
on. No, you're hearing it saying, well, shit, I didn't get it. So,
but I am...
Well, it's just the pre-order. I mean, the puzzle's only in the first 100. So, there's no way there's going to be 1,000 fucking people... If, like you were saying, if they do limit how many you can buy, there's not going to be
people.
A thousand is like crazy amount of for this type of movie to me.
I think they should limit it to one per customer. Because why else would anybody buy that many of them unless they're going to sell them at inflated prices on eBay?
Well, the ones they want are the first 100 of the puzzle. That's what they want.
Well, yeah, but it's not fair when they do stuff like that. They shouldn't be reaping the benefits of you know, doing that kind of stuff and keeping somebody from getting it at the normal price.
We all, yes, Dana.
Is what I'm saying. Is that
what you're saying?
The other release that's coming out, Steve will be like, ugh, you know.
Is it like, girls want to have fun with Sarah Parker?
It's Hide and Go Shriek.
All that.
That, I don't know what the deal is with Code Red. I stopped trying to figure them out. But Steve tells me Diabolik DVD is going to have some copies of it.
Your best bet if you want to Code Red is to go to Diabolik DVD.
Don't buy them directly from Bill Olson because he's already got it showing up on his site and it's sold out. And he wanted $24.95 a piece for it.
Well, that's what you're going to pay that.
I know, but he's already saying it's sold out. And you give him a while wait, he'll find a bunch of copies somewhere and sell them on eBay. And I saw some people were selling.
It's funny because he does have his eBay. You know, name is got Code Red, so it's like, what the fuck?
So he's not trying to hide the fact that you see him doing it. These were, these that I saw on eBay that they were trying to sell for like $50 a piece or whatever, $40 or $50 a piece, were not Code Red. They didn't have Code Red in the name. So I don't know where they got their copies.
I mean, honestly, I mean, sometimes now that people have Blu-ray burners, some people just burn them.
Well,
no,
but they said these were new sealed.
Right.
Packages.
I've seen Blu-ray like that at conventions a few times, which is crazy to think that people.
Well, people are going to be pissed off if they buy it thinking that, and they pay like $50 and they think it's going to be a new thing and they get it and it's some burnt Blu-ray.
Well, if it's between $15 for a burnt Blu-ray and $60 or $70 for the real thing, I'll go with the, because a Blu-ray rip on a Blu-ray copy of a Blu-ray is going to be the same data.
But Diabolik's not going to be selling.
No, I'm just saying in general. I mean, I mean, I'd rather download something and spend $40 on something that somebody overpriced.
Well, I'm not going to buy it off of eBay. I'm going to wait until they put them on Diabolik and then get one.
That's correct, Dana.
So, that's the two releases, impending releases that I'm excited about. Does Steve have any? He's excited about the pieces thing, too, but he doesn't know if we'll get one with the puzzle.
Nice, it's cool and stuff, but I mean, I'm just not. I mean, there's the Doctor Strange steelbook that I think looks really cool.
Oh, yeah, Steve was telling me about that.
But other than that, I'm not really into anything at the moment. Maybe that'll change. But,
I thought Steve was kind of excited about the pieces thing.
In a way, but I mean,
Even going as far to say it was his turn to buy a release of it, but I was like, nah.
Okay.
You did say that.
Oh, I thought I was going to get, it's going to be my release. And you kept the LP.
Yeah, I think that was the thing.
But anyway, it don't matter. But anyway, we'll be back after we watch some more movies.
Bye.
Movies.
Now look, you can't look like you're trying to get her out of here before Christian Simonson shows up. But you got to get her out of here before Christian Simonson shows up.
Yeah, but what's the point? They're going to Shanna's daddy's house at Lake LBJ, and it's no guys. Absolutely no guys.
Okay. So after we bring the girls drinks, in fairly rapid order, but not obvious, we order two more rounds of shots.
You think they're going to fall for that?
We'll be very convincing. Now it's time to turn up the volume. No more fucking around. We go to Jaeger shots.
Man, they're not going to drink Jaeger shots.
Dude, as long as the guy's buying the booze, a fucking bitch will drink anything. Come on, dude, we can at least get one shot of here down these fucking bitches' throats. After that, we'll see if they got another Jaeger shot in them. You never know. That could be the shot that puts them past the point of fuck it.
Then all of a sudden, no guys at the lake house turns into a couple of guys at the lake house.
My point, exactly. Right. I know I can at least get Shanna to suck my banana into a fucking buttery nipple shot. It's Julia's sweet shot.
Key lime pie.
Oh, come on, dude. You can fucking Leroy Brown do one more for Missouri.
You don't.
No.
Well, Let's talk about some movies we watched.
You'll have to refresh my memory of what we already watched. Because the only thing is...
Southbound, Dana.
Oh, yeah.
An anthology movie.
Mom, speaking of that, my mom couldn't figure out what you were... she kind of thought it must be from a movie, but she told me it had the F word in it. I said...
Oh, it did have the... I didn't know it had the F word in it.
I thought she said it did.
I copied it.
Well, anyway, it may have had F dash 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 or something.
Yeah.
But anyway, my mom could figure it out.
I felt bad because I didn't want to cop that.
That's beside the point. But yeah.
Wait a second. Yeah, get up in the air!
A special thank you to all of our extras. I've never seen that.
Anyway,
okay.
Southbound was Southbound. A weird kind of grouping of stories that kind of just ran into one.
And it made absolutely no sense.
Some people said it was up to interpretation of certain things.
What? Interpretation of what? I didn't get anything out of it. It just totally confused me. Am I not intellectual enough to...
Some people go like, man, the music was just great.
It was okay. Yeah. Those guys you listened to, they said it was nice.
Nice.
I can't
say
it like they did, but yeah.
It wasn't that. It was okay. I would say it was better than I expected, but the lack of, you know, like Daniel was saying, the lack of explanation. I don't know why, you know, when you leave certain things too vague, it doesn't really...
Then you're left with this empty feeling at the end of the movie. It's like, why did I sit there for the last 90 minutes and watch this? If there, you know, some things you don't need to explain, but when you have absolutely no explanation for something that I think needs an explanation, then you've kind of made a half-hearted movie. I mean...
And this one you didn't...
I don't know what those guys saw in it that I didn't.
But nice.
They liked
but anyway,
it.
I watched Pet from this...
I saw parts of it.
And... Welcome to the Terror Dome!
Yeah. I've been sick with flu for the last couple of days, so I was kind of in and out seeing some of the movies Steve was watching.
It was pretty good.
It was Vanilla Ice.
It was. Charlie.
Charlie Manson.
The, Pet, I guess this lonely guy.
The works at animal control.
Yeah, he meets this girl he went to school with or something, and he gets kind of fascinated or, you know, obsessed with it a little bit.
But she must be crazy.
But, I mean, you don't want to give a lot away the movie because there's some really interesting things that happen in it. So, but I would say it's worth a watch if you want to check it out.
I may try it again sometime when I'm not sick.
And then another one I watched a bunch of movies last night. Another one I watched was called The Windmill Massacre, which is a crazy name. Nobody gets killed by windmills, but
they get killed around the world.
They're in Holland, and this one girl from Australia, she's living under assumed name, I guess, in Holland as a babysitter or whatever you want.
A nanny, probably.
And then the guy finds out, and he's calling the cops, and she runs away. And then a lot of these people who end up in this tour bus have been running away for something, and they get there and they get on the bus, and that bus breaks down, and then they run into this slasher guy. It's a slasher movie, basically. So, yeah. I definitely would say this is another movie that you might want to check out for a watch. It's not, it was
well,
better than what I was
going to... I'll probably check them out whenever I've not been sick, so.
And I watched one from the 90s. It's an Italian movie called Almost Blue, and they play the song Almost Blue, like, I would say at least 3 to 4 times.
So much so that Almost Steve was singing it. I actually thought he was watching Mad Men because I was in the other room resting, and I'll tell about what I was watching here.
But it was, I read a bunch about, like, more newer giallos, and this was on the list, and I'd have to say I don't think it's a giallo, but it was an interesting kind of, in the vein of Silence of the Lambs, but it's Italian, so, you know, they got, it was a...
I need need to go back and watch Silence of the Lambs again.
It was strange. There's one scene where this girl is kissing this guy, and she's like, well, first she's licking his chest, and he has hair between his pecs, and she's licking the hair, and I was like, oh,
that's kind of gross.
Who would do that? And then she's trying to kiss him, but she was licking his face.
His face like an animal or something?
Well, licking his lips. It's like, you don't know how to kiss, apparently, but there's a killer going around, and he for some reason he has headphones on. He always has headphones on.
Like big headphones?
Well, not giant headphones, but not like earbuds. But sometimes when he kills people, he'll basically just assume their their whole look.
Does he kill women and assume their look?
No, he does kill women, but he doesn't take their looks, which is funny.
But I thought he might do like the killer in Hide and Go Shriek. He like took their clothes and took wigs off of mannequins and stuff.
No. Well, then I watched this movie after I watched a lot of Coffin Joe, almost the first movie of Coffin Joe.
I don't know. There's too much women crying and saying, no, well, everybody's getting gone.
I watched a movie called Jaded from like the late 90s. It's basically this girl.
I must have been asleep.
Carla Kugler. I can't say her name, but she's one of the hot chicks from the original Sin City and some other things, and she was the original Silk Spectre in Watchmen. They find her, well, at the beginning of the movie, she's washed up on she's at a beach, and she's been bruised and cut, and she's totally naked. So they found out that she's been raped, and they find out that she was been raped by two women. And then
it's a twist.
The district attorney says, well, we can't charge, the law say doesn't list, you cannot charge a woman.
You can't charge a woman with rape?
No, a rape of another woman. They can charge her with sodomy, which includes forcible intercourse. So it basically just tells a story. I thought it was going to be like a revenge kind of thing, but it was more like
a rape revenge thing.
Yeah, but it wasn't. It was more like a
you know, that would be interesting. Has anybody ever done that where a woman has raped another woman, or a group of women's raped another woman? They've had a rape revenge.
But there's a lot of actors in this. What's his name? Christopher McDonald's in it. He's been in a bunch of stuff. But
ooh, blurry corn dogs.
But it was interesting. It was kind of it's sleazy for sure. So
yeah, sounds like it.
And then that leads us up to,
well, can I talk for a second about what I watched yesterday while I was in bed sick, in between bouts of sleep? Since it was Friday the 13th, I watched the first three Friday the 13th movies and was on the fourth when Steve came to bed, so I didn't get to watch the fourth one, all of the fourth ones.
Well, we just watched it recently anyway.
We did?
We did a commentary for it.
For remember? Friday the 13th Part 4?
Yeah. Remember?
Well, you better be sending it to me so I can make a disc of that. But anyway, I went back and rewatched the first three, and in celebration of Friday the 13th, and keeping with my tradition that I do every Friday the 13th. I don't know why Steve didn't do that this year.
I guess
he wanted to watch other things besides.
Well, it's the first time I've been able to watch something, and I actually watched three movies, and I could have watched more, but I just didn't get started early enough.
Steve had a couple of beers too, one beer.
Yeah.
I guess maybe just that one beer. Okay. But anyway, I can't say anything extra about Friday the 13th movies that everybody else hasn't already said, so I'm not going to go into detail about them, but it was enjoyable, even though I was sick, to go back and watch those. I got to watch I thought we did Friday the 13th Part 3 commentary.
We did, but we did 4. I got it right here on my desktop.
All right. Well, Steve will have to send me the file.
So that means
you
forgot that we watched the entire movie.
Yeah. Well,
we also did Clown Murders, which is horrible.
Which may be coming to the Dead Pit Roku channel soon. That'll be a treat for you guys.
Yeah.
And I just say I highly recommend any of the old Friday the 13th for you to watch. And if you're a horror fan and you've never seen any of the Friday the 13th, definitely go out and watch them. But I don't know any people.
Well, if you haven't seen, or if you have and you haven't seen Bay of Blood, which has got a lot of similarities to like the first two movies.
That's kind of a Holocaust trailer.
But yeah, I would check out Bay of Blood by Mario Bava.
Yeah, which I think you will see a correlation between the early Friday 13th movies and Bay of Blood, which some people have said it's outright copying, you know, but due to, like, in part two, the two teenagers getting skewered in the bed.
But either way, it's a decent early slasher.
Which is kind of a giallo,
but really, it's slashers and giallos kind of blur the lines a lot.
Yeah. There's that crazy music. But anyway, they're showing a trailer for Cannibal Holocaust. Is this on Interosser?
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, that's what I watched yesterday. So we can go
plus, back you got in on the Arrow release of Pieces.
I can Pieces talk about Deluxe. That. There was a very, well, I don't know if you call it very limited. There were 1,000, and there's 300 left if you want to try to get in on this deal.
It'll be gone by the time this gets posted.
Oh, I'm sure it will, but there's 300 and something.
But this
right
is
now.
A limited edition. They're going to have
it's a limited edition. I think some people said they were just, that was too much money. They were waiting for the standard edition. It is a UK exclusive, but if you go to piecesdeluxe.com, which, like Steve says, this will all be over by the time everybody hears this, but that's where you have to go, piecesdeluxe.com. And the site timed out on me twice while I was trying to order it, but I was pretty sure I was going to get it because I already had it in my shopping cart. And I got on there even as sick as I was, I got on at 11:30 a.m., which was the time that Eastern Standard Time, anyway. The people that recognize Eastern Standard Time, that's when they had to get on there. The UK people, it was 4:30 in the afternoon for them. And I'm not sure what it would be for the other time zones.
They can look it up. It doesn't matter now, but
it'd be, I guess, 10:30 for Central Time, and I don't know, whatever. Well, something on the West Coast. I know it doesn't. But in case, you know, there's some left, and by the time this is posted, and somebody wants to try it.
But yeah, but they get the puzzle from the original Grindhouse, but it's full size.
It's a 100-piece puzzle, and if the picture is any indication of what you get, I think you get a box that actually looks like the box that the kid took the puzzle out of.
Now, I don't wasn't know he wearing like a little sailor suit or something? I'm thinking of Nightmare of Damaged Brain. He was wearing like a little outfit.
Oh, when he axed his dad in the dominatrix or whatever.
And he goes, you got no idea. Yeah, his non-existent head.
That was the chick.
He hacked
her head off. But yeah, we're supposed to get a dual format. Of course, we'll have to use our region-free Blu-ray player because it's not in our region. It'll be whatever the UK region
is. I got the Trailer Trauma 3, 7.5 hours of trailers.
Yeah,
the
we're
80s.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be a whole day or maybe a couple days. But yeah,
say what else we're going to get with that Pieces release, which is not being released until March 27th.
Okay, Pieces, it's coming. It's coming.
You're also getting a vinyl
album, gatefold.
Yeah.
Whoopie doo.
180-gram vinyl.
We're going to weigh it. Live on the air to make sure it's exactly 180 grams.
Yeah, and if it's not, we're going to whine like that guy.
Yeah, we're going to post on every forum and say, this is only 179.9. Or 181.
I want a refund.
All right, so.
But, yeah, anyway.
We finished up after going through a few movies, a Mandy Moore movie we were going to watch. But we got Friend Request, which is another Facebook horror movie.
Honestly, I thought it was going to be like that Unfriended, and I was like, oh, God, not another one of these. But it was actually, in my opinion, leaps and bounds better than Unfriended. You didn't have a bunch of people sitting in front of the damn computer.
Well, it wasn't like it wasn't a chat
going
movie.
And getting killed.
I didn't think it was that bad, but that
Unfriended?
One. I don't hate it, but
I do. I hate it.
But some people said you should watch it on your laptop or something, and it would be more
effective or
real or something.
Well, whatever. But I like this one a lot better. This one seemed to have more of a solid plot. It didn't have a bunch of people crying and screaming around on webcams and.
It's the remake.
Yeah, I hate the remake of that.
I saw her, too, at the convention. That's Sarah
nice.
Butler.
That's nice, Steve.
Yeah, she was nice. Thanks.
But anyway, I want to know what Steve's take on this Friend Request movie. Please, God, don't say that you liked Unfriended better.
No. I mean, this was more... That was more of like, you know... It wasn't the found footage, but, you know, in the same vein. This one was like, you know, a movie. It was competent. It just seems like if the main lady had been a little bit nicer, none of this shit would happen. You know what I mean?
Well, that's always the thing.
But the girl has a bunch of group of friends, and then this one girl who, it's almost like the South Park episode. She has no friends. And because that's what happened to Stan or Kyle. She has no friends, and then this one girl says, you know, adds her as a friend.
She seems kind of interesting.
Adds her on Facebook, and then...
Then she gets obsessed.
Yeah, wants to do all this other stuff. And wants to go out and eat or whatever. And
she has to lie to her.
She lies to her about her birthday, and then she finds out, freaks out, and then the next day in class they find out that she had somehow committed suicide, but they didn't know where her body's at couldn't tell where she committed suicide at.
And they have to go back and tell they tell about the suicide at the beginning.
Her friends begin to be killed and stuff like that. I won't go any further, but there's some pretty good jump scares, as Dana will tell you. I had at least
Steve
three.
Jumped several times.
At least three, and then one of them I thought I had a mild heart attack from the jolt.
Like from the first one?
No, well, one of those first ones. They're going to show Patrick on here.
Yeah.
It's...
This... Oh, I thought this was going to be really good.
No, you thought... Hey, Patrick Still Lives is the good one.
Yeah.
I mean, this ain't bad.
It's not bad, but it's
I like the remake. I'll be honest. I said, I think I told you when we reviewed this.
Yeah, the remake wasn't bad.
Patrick Dark Awakenings or something. I like that one a lot better than the original. Mm. I mean, I'm not... This is about the same guy who directed, like, Psycho 2.
Don't that guy look a little bit like Garrett Green?
Yes. And then now it froze on his face.
Yeah. I thought maybe I was the only person that thought that guy looked like a young Garrett Graham. But
I don't know about a young, but he looks like him. But so, I mean, that's pretty much it for right now. Friend Request, it's okay.
I recommend it.
I say it's nice. It's in my top five.
Oh,
nice.
God.
But, I would recommend it for a watch. But, it's more competent than some horror movies we've seen
recently. It's been the...
It's been
the best of the ones that I've watched all of.
We haven't really had a terrible movie that I'm looking over the list in the last while, but we haven't really seen any terrible movies.
Oh, I did watch, by myself, I did watch Girls Night Out again the other night while Steve was asleep. Thursday night, I'm guessing.
Well, I'd be surprised if that don't come on Blu-ray soon because of all... Demented is coming on Blu-ray, and I can't believe that shit. I mean, that's completely bonkers.
Yeah. Well, I guess if somebody can get the rights to Girls Night Out, they'll put it out on Blu-ray.
But...
I need to get the Slumber Party Massacre, was it?
Two and three. Yeah.
On Blu-ray. I need to get that. And I'm waiting patiently for Hide and Go Shriek to come out on Diabolik DVD, but it's supposed to, but it hasn't yet, so. I blame Bill Olson.
Yeah, Little House on the Prairie. He his store, Olson's store, man.
Yeah.
But we'll be back after we watch some more movies.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I woke up the dog.
We have very sleepy dogs.
So, see, I watched a movie, a newer release called My Father Die, which is kind of a weird
title. I didn't watch it.
I would say it was a middle, it wasn't exactly low budget because there was a lot of stuff going on, gunfire and a couple car stunts or not.
All I saw was a guy running around with animal skin on his head, cussing and blowing people's feet off and stuff.
No, he wasn't cussing because he was mute. Well, but anyway,
other people were cursing.
The gist of the movie is, got at the beginning, takes place, I don't know, maybe in the early 90s or something, or maybe. And you got this young kid, they're out in the woods, and his older brother is there, and he's probably his brother's about 15 or 16. And he's wearing like this wolf skin, like a cap. I don't know why. But anyway, they go over and see his friend, girl that he likes. So he goes over and he starts screwing her, and all of a sudden.
I thought his younger brother was asking, what if I don't like her?
Yeah, well, he's telling her about how to screw girls and stuff. Oh. And so, where the younger boy gets knocked out pretty much in the ground, he kind of comes to and he sees that the guy's killing his, beating his older brother to death. And it turns out it's his father. I really don't know why he did that.
Yeah, they don't ever explain
it. At least if they did, I didn't catch it. So,
I think Steve wound up fast forwarding something.
I skipped through just like a couple seconds, 30 seconds, maybe 2 minutes out of the whole movie, really.
It seemed to go on forever, but.
So the father goes to jail for 15 years, maybe, I don't know. Maybe something like that. And then.
That's all they gave him for murdering his
kid? Well, he got out early because of overcrowding. And so. The cops come and tell the now grown boy, who's for some reason mute now because of that incident or some other reason, and his mother, which is like his mother's like a fat slob on the couch. It's probably grown into the couch. Ugh. And so he gets all pissed off and just gets mad. So he just decides he's going to kill him. He's going to hunt him down and kill him. Well, I won't go into super details, but he does find him, but he thinks he kills him, but he doesn't, and he steals a bunch of money. And then when he recovers a little bit, the father goes apeshit looking for him. So, I don't know, it was okay. I don't think I'll ever revisit it.
What was it called again?
My Father Die. I don't know. Why couldn't you just say My Father Must Die? Add another word.
Yeah, I was going to ask. Was it a foreign
or Die My Father? No.
Or I Must Kill My Father
or something. I mean, there's a word missing. But anyway.
But everybody in this movie seemed like dirty mountain people, unclean mountain people.
That's what they wanted to portray them as. But anyway, we watched The Sect.
Yeah.
Which watched in HD, which is going to be released by
Scorpion. Well, I watched most of it, and then I called my mom.
Yeah, Scorpion's going to release that in the church on Blu-ray coming up, but I think it looks really good, and it's got Jamie Lee Curtis's sister, Kelly Curtis, which she looks a lot like her, except her face is more fuller and round.
Certain ways she says things sounds like Jamie Lee, so.
Yeah, so it's.
But she's not nearly as good of an actress as Jamie.
Well, again, you don't know. But, I mean, and Michelle Suave was in it a little bit, like he is in most of his directorial efforts. He was on the TV.
Mm-hmm. And we were like, there he is.
Yeah, I mean, he had the Argento, basically almost like the Argento Fulci style down to me. I mean, it was more like Argento style.
Wasn't he in
City of the Living? Yeah. I mean, but the feel of the movie and everything, it was, I wish he had kept on making more movies throughout the 90s. That'd have been cool. Because he really had that style of, he worked on Argento movies a lot. Mm-hmm. And Argento produced a lot of those movies.
I really wanted to interview him. I really wanted to interview him back when I was doing my fanzine and I had the Italian issue, but...
we got some weird situations. Our
dogs are doing things that they shouldn't.
So. There's weird humping going on between two female dogs. She moved it out of the way. Steve. I'm going to smell one of my dogs' ass is leading one to hump, and I want to hump.
Okay.
I'm going to smell your butt.
You need to edit that out.
No.
People don't.
I'm going to sniff your butt and hump the air.
Stop.
All right.
Okay. Now I forgot.
Take two.
I was just talking about, I was looking for Italian people to.
Here we go again.
I was looking for Italian people to interview. But the problem is, not too many Italian guys speak English, so I got good old Giovanni, who was also in
the... Yes, he was in the sect early on. But yeah, I mean, it's a interesting movie. I bought this on VHS back in the Anchor Bay craze of, like, 99. And I got... And, of course, this movie... I don't... It's never been released on legitimate DVD over here. So
I wonder why.
That and The Church, I don't think, have both been released. Well, I bought both of them on VHS.
Didn't you say somebody was putting
them out? Scorpion's putting them out. Both of them.
But they haven't been put out over here
before. Not as far as I know. I mean, I know they've been released overseas. But anyway, it helps to skip a few years. I mean, unfortunately, when you watch these movies over and over again, they get kind of routine. Yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed that because, like, I was rewatching the Friday the 13th films, or at least the first eight of them, and I'm come to the conclusion that I need to wait a while before yes. I watch them again, or watch a different group of them or something.
Yeah, I mean, watching movies over and over can get stale.
And it's not that I don't like them anymore, it's just that...
Because when you
can watch them.
I mean, there's some of this movie, I can't remember, I was telling you I didn't remember that, but anyway, there's some...
Herbert Lom's in it, too.
Yeah. So, I don't remember anything after this movie. Did I go to bed?
Steve went to sleep. Well, I thought he turned it on something else, and then I heard him snoring in here, and so...
I don't know.
I thought maybe you might have put the trailer compilation in.
Nope.
Do you want to talk about that?
Well, we're watching that now. The trailer Trauma 3.
From stuff from the 80s.
Yeah, it's like 80s movie horrorthon, and it's 7.5 hours of 80s trailers.
And they're going to cover all the 80s.
I don't know. Maybe.
80 to 89, I guess.
Maybe. I'll have to look at the second disc. Ugh.
Me and Steve yes. like seeing if we can figure out what the movie is before they tell us what it is.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these trailers have been seen before. They're nothing obscure, but we saw a
teaser trailer for The Fall.
Yeah, that was something I've never seen before. But the commentary is something I always like.
To hear these guys. Because they're very knowledgeable about the films.
I think at least some of them are from Exhumed Films that put on that.
Yeah, because one of the guys said they wanted to show one of the movies. But I can talk about what I got in today.
Go.
Before Steve says we're done. Segment. I finally got my copy of Hide and Go Shriek on Blu-ray, and unfortunately it's from Code Red, but I didn't buy it from Code Red. I got it from Diabolic DVD, which is fast becoming my go-to place for a lot of movies.
They are. I mean, they're the best place, you know, to get these and imports. Especially the turnaround time is usually... it used to be around 3 days, but I think they're still recovering from Christmas orders and stuff or around that period. So they're a little bit, you know, 5 days. So,
and I will say the case is one of those heavy, sturdy...
It's not recycle or whatever.
Yeah, it's not those real thin... cases, which Steve, you want to explain the basic plot of Hide and Go Shriek in case people don't
know? It's a homosexual love affair gone bad. Prison homosexual
basically,
love affair gone bad.
Basically, yeah. And these
But I don't think he's supposed to know that at the beginning, are you? That's kind of a reveal at the end, ain't it?
Yeah, but I don't think that's giving anything away as far as the story. Because basically these college or these kids that are getting ready to go to college are wanting to have a graduation party.
Woo, party!
And one of them's dad's furniture store.
Yeah, it's like a multiple story furniture store.
Yeah.
That they don't have no more.
With mannequins in it.
Yeah, I remember that. Every town had stuff like that, but that's back in the early 80s, and this is like...
This is late 80s when...
All that was empty.
When slasher films were kind of...
Well, this ain't a big budget slasher film anyway.
It's not. And there's that guy on the back of... But I won't go into that, but... I want to talk about this cover for a second. This is the cover that's always been... It's been on the VHSs and everything. So maybe they didn't have any other cover art to put on there. But that is some of the weirdest freaking cover art I've ever seen. I used to wonder what the hell that was supposed to be. And it's that girl. No. It's that the girl, you know, the one...
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever.
I know.
It's when she's hiding under the bed and she sees the guy with the tattoo on his foot.
Yeah. I always thought that was the killer.
Yeah, I always thought it was supposed to be something creepy because it looks like an old woman.
Like she's coming out getting to grab his foot.
Yeah.
And his feet look really good, you know.
Yeah.
I guess they're like really... Code Red's not going to come up with some fucking new artwork.
No, they're not Screen Factory. They're not going to have Nathan Milner or some artist do artwork. So that's your standard cover art that's been on the VHS for years. But I don't even think, or I know it didn't come out on DVD in the States.
No.
So.
Well, this will be the first time we watch it in widescreen and then. Least decent condition, hopefully.
It's anamorphic widescreen.
I mean, you could tell by just a couple things on the back that it looks...
And I will tell people, in case you're thinking about getting this release, and you listen to this before you make your final decision, it's supposed to be a 2K transfer, but with Code Red and Bill Olsen, you never can tell.
This ain't the unrated. The unrated scenes are in a bonus.
Yeah, because evidently Bill Olsen said that they couldn't get get a good print that had the uncut stuff. So, that's Bill Olsen for you, but whatever. It was probably somebody else's fault.
We're talking about Hide and Go Shriek, so we're not talking like some big movie. But anyway,
but it does have no commentary, sadly, but it does have interviews with Skip Skulnik, who is the director, and actor Jeff Levine, and the producer Dimitri Billard.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in that, pick it up for $24.95.
Plus shipping and handling.
From Diabolik, it's like $5.
But we'll be back after we probably check that out and maybe another one.
Okay.
Bye. Yeah.
It has arrived. The return of the great thriller. The winner of the Fanta Festival Special Award, Lucio Fulci. Which dark mystery is hidden behind the monuments of the Eternal City? Who's killing those innocent girls? Why are their dead bodies filmed? And why can't the police find any evidence apart from those grim videotapes? Which is the link with the serial killer that scattered death in America and that the FBI calls the video killer? Which bloodline ties the strange figures of an esoteric Rome to the filming of a video clip? Who really is the mysterious and fascinating Stefania Stella? And which is the terrible secret rising from Alex Ritt's past? The new revelation, Stefania Stella. Rick Genazzi, Ugo Pagliai, David Warbeck, Alida Valli, Leo Daniel, Giorgio Albertazzi, Ciccio Ingrassia, Linnea Quigley, Angus Scrimm, and in their last great appearance, Rossano Brazzi and Donald Pleasance as Professor Robinson, with special effects by the Academy Award winner Steve Johnson in a never-ending thriller. Stefania Di Giandomenico presents Fatal Frames, directed in music by Al Festa. The extreme limit of fear.
All right, so finish up the week or the show. We got the new Blu-ray from Code Red.
Well, I didn't get it from Code Red.
Well, it's made by Code Red. Yeah. Hide and Go Shriek. Go for it, Dana.
Well, I thought, give me time to collect my thoughts. I want to know if Steve's thoughts on this movie have changed.
Well, since I passed out pretty much just before the ending, I will comment on the quality. I think it looks 100 times better than anything before
it. The old VHS copies we had.
Of course, my favorite chick is the chick with the thick black hair that just amazes me. That thick hair.
Oh, the chick that does the... like the porno dance for her boyfriend?
I don't know, but she's so skinny, but then when she takes her top off, she's got pretty decent boobs.
Yeah, that's her. That Donna Baltron, I think.
Yeah, she's my favorite Transformer.
Is she?
Yeah. Okay.
But, is that all you got to say about
it? I mean, I was surprised of how good it looked. I mean, unfortunately, you know, the VHS rip...
Steve did find a good rip of it when we did the commentary.
Right. Well, I'll put that back on the Roku channel if anybody wants to check out our stupid commentary.
It wasn't stupid. Well, I thought it was funny.
Well, you know, stupid, funny commentary. But anyway, the quality of the Blu-ray, I would, at least as far as the transfer, it looks, I would say, either since there's the VHS transfer of it looks so bad, this one looks like a fucking miracle. I can't say if it looks incredible, but it looks, in contrast to the VHS.
Well, very few Blu-rays, to be honest, look incredible.
But
it's a vast improvement.
The upgrade is amazing, just to say that. So, Dana's got a titty hard on for this movie, so she'll talk about it.
I wouldn't say I have a titty hard on for it.
Semi.
But I've liked this movie for a long time. This was one of those movies that I caught during my VHS binging days when all I did was, you know, you'd go to the video store and get 7 to 10 VHS tapes and watch them over the course of a week or so, or, you know, if you really had nothing to do like I did a lot of times the course of a weekend. But, Hide and Go Shriek was one of those that I saw, and the cover art for some reason intrigued me. And unfortunately, they got the same cover art for the Blu-ray, which has the, oh, I know who you're talking about now, not Donna Baltron. You're talking about Bunky Jones.
I love Bunky Jones. That's a good. That was almost Punky Brewster, but they went with Bunky. Punky Brewster instead of Bunky Jones.
What was interesting, a little side note about Bunky Jones, was the people that made the movie said she was a hippie girl, sort of a hippie girl. Now, I never would have guessed that.
I wish she was Free Love. I got some of that.
Well, whatever. But anyways, Steve liked her amazing hair and her boobs, I guess.
That's all I need.
But back to the cover. The cover is supposed to have Bunky Jones underneath the bed being scared out of her wits, and then you see what I guess is supposed to be the killer's foot with a tattoo on it. But the cover art for both the VHS and the Blu-ray is so awful. Bucky Jones isn't ugly, but it made her look like an old woman, like an old crazy woman underneath the bed. And Steve said he thought it was the killer on there. So that shows you how bad it actually is. Unfortunately, I wish they could have got something better, but...
Did you watch all the extras?
Yeah, I did, actually. Let me refresh myself on what the extras were. I wish they could have had I wish they could have got the cast together. I'm sure they're,
Mm-hmm.
Majority of them are still living. The blonde was dating Bob Seger at the time that this was made.
So which blonde? Oh,
the one that loses her head within the course of the movie. But you do have on-camera interviews. Sadly, no commentary. But you have on-camera interviews with the director and actor Jeff Levine and producer Dimitri Villard. And then there's a bonus unrated scene cut from the R-rated print, which is not really anything to crow about, I guess. But, good little movie. It's not going to be the Citizen Kane of horror movies or anything, but fun little, 90 minutes? Yeah, it's exactly 90 minutes long. And I would recommend it. But of course, some people may not want to pay $25 or whatever for it.
Right.
But I got it from Diabolik DVD, but it was released by Code Red.
Yep.
Anything else to add about it, Steve?
No, unfortunately, like I say, I get tired and I pass out. So
once Steve gets in his recliner, it's usually
game over.
Game over for him, and you can take bets on how long it'll take him to go to sleep.
But anyway, we're starting a new episode, and
and I've gotten several new Blu-rays we'll have stuff to talk about.
We'll be talking about the Turkish First Blood, and hopefully some Giallos, some old Giallos, but they're new to me that I just kind of stumbled across. So we'll see if any of those are worth anything. But happy trails, bitches.
Happy trails, bitches.
Okay. Dana, that's awful.
Bye. That's what you said.
Yeah.